Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's Natalie Martin, the head of programs at the Southern African HIV Clinicians Society. Natalie Martin, good afternoon to you. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Hi FM.
Hi Simon, thanks very much for having me.
So Natalie, tell us a little bit about that organization, Southern African HIV Clinicians Society. Who are you and what do you do?
So we're an NGO, a donor-funded NGO. We're based in Observatory in Joburg. We've been around for a very long time, 22 years to be exact. And the organization was started by Professor Des Martin back in the 90s as a response to the growing epidemic at the time. So he saw a need for a body of specialists to come together and address the gaps in knowledge of the clinical management of HIV, because much like COVID, back then very little was known about the virus in the 80s and 90s, and there was certainly a lot less effective treatment. So, yeah,
that's something I wanted to ask you. Are you not almost fighting a losing battle in that? Is there not a perception in the public now that HIV is in fact a controllable disease?
It certainly is. However, the stigma that we are still stuck with is affecting how many people are accessing testing and treatment services. So we still have a huge number of people who are not, who don't know their status and who are not accessing the treatment that could actually allow them to live a very normal, healthy life.
That's fascinating to me, Natalie. Why is it that there is still this stigma, and is it in particular population groups? I mean, I'm just unaware of this issue of stigmatization.
So, you know, it's actually not specific to any population group. HIV is stigmatized because it's linked to sex, and sex is often linked to shame. As a society, we are very judgmental of people's sexual practices, sexual preferences. Women especially are not given the freedom to be or feel sexually empowered. So HIV is often perceived to be the result of a shameful act, in inverted commas, hence the stigma.
I find that remarkable in 2020 that is still a consideration, but my goodness me, you're on the coalface, so you would know it better than I. How does one, or what can one do to somehow prevent that stigmatization, if anything?
So as an organization, we are actively trying to normalize the conversations around sex. At the moment, we're doing so through a campaign that we're rolling out called For Each Other. And this is actually driving demand for HIV services through private pharmacies. You know, there's a wealth of information online about HIV. You can Google HIV and be inundated with information. But really the best way to create awareness is to create connections that you trust. So whether it's sharing experiences with your friends or within your communities or asking a pharmacist for advice, just make sure that you stay connected.
Interesting. You know, I'm not even sure what my question is, more of a comment, but my goodness me, we have a checkered history as South Africa with this particular disease. I mean, I'm thinking back to watching ministers recommend that you eat garlic and beetroot to where we are now. I mean, what's your assessment? We've come a long way.
We have come a long way, Simon. That is for sure. Treatment is the most effective that it's ever been. It's certainly at its most optimal. We have an injectable ARV coming down the pipeline. It's called long-acting cabotegravir, and it is combined with a contraceptive, so women can be protected against HIV infection as well as pregnancy, and that is leaps and bounds forward from where we were. And we at least have the support nowadays of the President and the National Department of Health around promoting testing and treatment for HIV as opposed to kind of garlic and potatoes. But but stigma is still an issue, and we need to continue to just, as I said, normalize these conversations.
The other thing, and I think it's just human psychology, is we don't like to hear bad news. If I don't get tested, well, then I won't know. And why would I want to know? What's your response to that?
I mean, I hear that and I get it. You know, that can be, the same can be said for any diagnosis. It's scary to get a diagnosis, but the quicker you know, the faster you can be treated. And ARVs are now, easy to take. There's minimal side effects and, there is support within, pharmacies and state clinics, et cetera, if you need information. But yeah, as you say, the stigma has followed us all of these decades and doesn't seem to be going away.
Absolutely remarkable. Final question to you. I'm just interested in the issue of cost. Is the cost of ARVs significant?
So the campaign that I mentioned for each other is driving demand through pharmacies, as I mentioned, and you can now get a test, a free HIV self-screening kit, a confirmatory blood test if you're positive, and be initiated onto ARVs without having to see a GP. Now, if you're a private sector patient and you have medical aid, that is covered. If you're a state sector patient, then testing and treatment is free. And if you want to pay cash, as some people often do, through the private sector, then you're looking at about 275 Rand a month for the medicines. If you are accessing the testing and the labs, et cetera, through pharmacies, then that's obviously an added cost. But as I said, if you're covered by a good medical aid, then they should pay for those services.
Natalie, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. I just want to summarize what I think you were saying, is that this is a controllable disease. Early detection is key. Forget about the stigma. Go and get tested because you're going to save your life. Would that be an accurate summary?
It is an accurate summary, and actually, if you would like to access a free HIV self-screening kit until the 31st of December, you can do so in selected independent retail pharmacies and on Njani clinics, and we encourage people to do this, especially today being World AIDS Day. Go to hivselfscreening.co.za, find your nearest pharmacy or Njani clinic, and pick up a free HIV test and know your status.
Because that information could just save your life. Natalie Martin, the head of programs at Southern African HIV Clinician Society, what a pleasure it has been talking to you this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon. Enjoy the rest of your day.